stack of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg today up to 25, Pretoria 27 and Rustenburg a high of 33 degrees.
A collision in Alberton on Heidelberg Road westbound near Vereeniging Road causing massive delays.
In your sport, top spot in the rugby world rankings is again up for grabs as the top sides take to the field this weekend and stop the presses, the world thrown into turmoil after Australian breakdancer Rachel Gunn announces her retirement from competition.
We start with political developments. One of the stalwarts of the economic freedom fighters, Advocate Darlene Pofu, has left the party.
After a lot of soul-searching, I've taken a decision that I will be joining MK because I believe that it is the vehicle through which we will achieve the much-needed black and progressive unity.
Mpofu said in an exclusive interview on SABC TV that he's following in the footsteps of a number of other EFF members who left the party for the MK party. The first was former EFF Deputy President Floyd Chivambu, who left in August. Mpofu was part of the EFF for 11 years, during which he was also EFF chair. In his reaction this morning, EFF leader Julius Malema said on social media that only two more of the party's favourites now remain, but he warns they may also be leaving. Malema doesn't name him, but one of those who is reported is to be Mbuyiseni Ndlozi. In his post, Malema says, and I quote, "They sing beautifully and are always willing to pose for pictures and sign roll calls. But remember, their souls are long gone." To political tension in our neighbouring Mozambique, the Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Ronald Lamola, is calling on South Africans to postpone non-essential travel to Mozambique until further notice. Post-election violence erupted, and that also led to the partial closure of the Lebombo border post in Mpumalanga.
We call for calm and restraint to allow the electoral process to conclude successfully and give the Constitutional Court of Mozambique time and space to validate the election results.
Spokesperson for the Office of the Minister, Crispin Piri, says Lamola spoke to his Mozambican counterpart yesterday. And then there's politics in America. Vice President Kamala Harris conceded that she lost the election against now President-elect Donald Trump. Harris told supporters in Washington last night that she congratulated Trump, and she'd also told him that they will engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
The light of America's promise will always burn bright as long as we never give up.
And Australia is one step closer to passing new laws that will ban children under 16 from social media. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said yesterday the new legislation will be presented to state and territory leaders this week, and then it will be introduced in Parliament later this month. It will hold platforms such as Facebook, TikTok and Instagram responsible for enforcing the age ban and face potentially hefty fines if they don't.
This one's for the mums and dads. Social media is doing harm to our kids, and I'm calling time on it. I've spoken to thousands of parents, grandparents, aunties and uncles. They, like me, are worried sick about the safety of our kids online.
More about this on our news blog. I'm Gerda de Souza, your top story die uur, Darlene Pofu vir die EFF vir die MK party.
Baie cool, I love you to headband there, Gerda de Souza.
Thank you, everybody.
Very cool.
We went to go see them. We took a weekend off and we went to go see them in Cape Town. Remember when they were here? Yes, that's what we did.
Which tour was that? They were here twice.
The latest.
Oh, the last one.
With the big stage.
The huge.
Yeah, I saw them. Lovely
Tony and I went.
You saw them at F&B?
Yeah,
same here. I saw both those concerts. Well, both their concerts in the country. The F&B one had over 100,000 people.
Yep.
Remember?
I do remember.
I think it's still, isn't it maybe possibly still the biggest concert we've ever had here?
I think so.
You two, and they were fantastic.
Oh, that is very good.
Incredible.
Both times.
It's lovely.
Yeah, I even saw them in Sydney. They're just an amazing live band.
Look at you.
But I don't have a headband. I can